past 2 years, Joanna Jędrzejczyk has trained in South Florida. And even though the Polish superstar no longer owns the belt, her trademark confidence remains sky high.
After I lost to Rose Namajunas in our second fight, it's extra motivation for me, you know, to prove very quick that I'm the best. It's not easy to become a UFC champion. It's not easy to become a UFC fighter, but definitely the more difficult thing is to keep on defending the belt. And I did that 5 times. People are very surprised that I took the fight with Tisha Torres very quick after my last fight. I know that I'm the queen of the strawweight division, that I'm the real champion, and I know that I'm simply the best. I want to work so hard to get this back, and like I said, there is no time to waste. I just want to keep on proving that I'm simply the best, and one day I will take this belt back.
In 2014, Joanna Jędrzejczyk made her UFC debut, and she soon took the MMA world by storm, winning 9 straight.
Beautiful uppercut!
Oh, God, but she's got rock.
To secure the UFC strawweight championship.
Undisputed strawweight champion of the world!
In 5 subsequent title defenses, she looked unbeatable. Her unparalleled speed and accuracy making her an international icon.
Vicious combo there!
Yet in November 2017, Rose Namajunas stole her thunder. However, if there's one thing the Polish superstar has always possessed, it's grit. As the number one ranked title contender seeks to return to the pinnacle of her division.
I bought this bike in Poland and I brought it on the plane with me to Florida because I couldn't find a good bike here. And I used to do that when I was training back home in Poland. I used to ride my bike every day to the gym, and people are very surprised when they see me riding a bike, cycling to the gym every day. Life is not about having fancy cars and exclusive life. Life is about simple things, and bike rides are making me happy, so I do this every day. Even after I lost the belt, I'm still a champion for myself. I'm very confident because I work hard every day. I don't waste any minute of my life. Tisha Torres is a very good athlete, but I think that she hasn't faced someone like me, like Joanna Jędrzejczyk. This time I will not leave my legacy, my fighting career, my life in the judges' hands. I will take over the fight, take over the show. I'm different than the other strawweights, and my whole body, my whole mind are into what I'm doing in my life.
...1,600 miles to the northwest, Tisha the Tiny Tornado Torres has unquestioned physical ability. However, to become a UFC champion, one must be strong in every way.
Fighting in the UFC and fighting at such a high level is very hard. Very hard, more emotionally and mentally than physically. Like, physically, my body can take it. I've been doing this since I was 5. Martial arts has always been a part of my life, but to stay in there and want it as bad as I once wanted, that's hard. The drive honestly stays because I love doing what I do, and it's not just about the money. It is because I want to become world champion one day. I'm very proud of where I am in the UFC right now. Coming into the UFC, I was, you know, top 5, and I'm still 4 years later. This opportunity given to me to fight Joanna is just one more stepping stone to getting close and back into where I want to be. But I do have a great challenge in front of me.
Tisha Torres burst onto the MMA scene with 7 straight victories, including her first 3 UFC fights. where she immediately established herself as a bona fide contender.
Tisha Torres going off!
In 2017, the four-time amateur world champion kickboxer was even better, showcasing her elite speed and extraordinary athleticism while outclassing three straight opponents.
Stop. And it's over! Tisha Torres!
Victories that earned her a title eliminator just 5 months ago. And while the hard-fought battle ultimately did not go her way, the explosive strawweight remains undeterred as she resumes her hunt for her first ever title shot.
Keeping the mindset going and wanting to get up every morning is hard. At the end of the day, we are our own bosses and we do make our own schedules, especially us coming from a smaller camp. It's up to us to get up in the morning. You know, our coaches can only do so much.
Start climbing. You have
to climb. I believe that being a martial artist, you're disciplined and you have that self-discipline where you learn to do things on your own and develop a lifestyle that's just different than the norm. At this stage, you gotta fight anybody and be willing to fight anybody to get to that top, and Ioana was the next girl in front of me.
Recover. Yes, nice.
Outside of that, I know that Ioana is gonna be a great challenge. You know, she was the reigning champion for a long time, and she's still a badass fighter. I'm a different type of opponent because I do come with the speed, I do come with the movement as well, and I do have a lot of power and strength too. I feel like, hands down, I'll out-wrestler. I met Raquel on my pro debut at Invicta. We were both fighting. We didn't have as many fans as we have now. We were fighting, you know, in small, little venues. Now we're fighting for millions of people. It wasn't on pay-per-view, wasn't even on TV yet. We were friends for a long time. This one day, I looked at her differently, and I really wanted to be next to her. So we got engaged over a year ago, and back in January, we had planned to do save the date photos. It was really beautiful in the Seven Falls, Colorado Springs area, and it went really well. Unfortunately, those save the dates haven't gone out yet because a world title shot came for Raquel. I had a fight before that, and now I have a fight again, so it's really hard. At any point in time, one of us is in fight camp, and it's hard to focus our time elsewhere. She's just amazing. Besides being my best friend, she's taught me a lot of things. Some days it's a struggle, but at the end of the day, like, the love I know she has for me and that I have for her, it's something that you can't really find in a lifetime, maybe just once.
We talked about things a lot, and the ultimate goal one day is to fight for the world title, but I don't think she ever truly believed that she can have that opportunity and that she can be there. And now, obviously, being with me and living with me and seeing that I had that opportunity, it kind of just really, like, sparked this flame for her. And now she's just like, I really want to be world champion. I want to be able to do everything that it takes to get there. And so she's on a new grind.
Ioana is fast and she's long, but I'm fast and I'm small and I'm able to get in and out really quickly. And I feel like she hasn't had an opponent like that. She's still a great fighter and she possesses a lot of things that a lot of girls don't have. And her striking normally is the thing that crushes girls, but I don't see that happening in our fight. I want to impose my will as much as I can on her in the fight. And I feel like I have all the talent in the world to go in there and do that to her.
Move it.
Little strawweight coming in there, super hungry to beat Ioana and get that on my record and just go for gold after that.
At training camps around the world, each dawn brings new challenges as six of the UFC's best seek to make themselves unstoppable.
The only path to victory here is through pure suffering, and no one's willing to suffer more than I am. No one. I am
unstoppable. Me and Eddie have unfinished business. Where I'm from, when you owe a man, you pay him.
Get out of here, dude. Come on, Jay, move.
I know that Joanna is coming hungrier than ever. I want to make her 0-3 in the last three fights. I have all the talent in the world to go in there and do that to her.
This time, I will not leave my legacy, my fighting career, in the judges' hands. I will take over the fight, take over the show. She will face the top of the top for the first time in her life.
I am unstoppable.
When I show up 100%, ready to rock, dialed in, no man alive can beat me.
Vencer, eu vou vencer. Eu acho que não tem como eu pensar diferente. E, lógico, eu quero acabar nocauteando ele.
Aldo is explosive. He likes to rely on intimidation and striking. I'm willing to go through more pain than this guy can dish out.
Eddie's style matches up horribly with me. Longer, faster, a better boxer. He better not box.
Eddie can't spell box.
Dustin, please. Get off your stool every single round and fight me. I'm afraid that won't happen. I'm afraid at some point in the fight, he'll consciously quit.
I had him hurt in the first fight. This time, July 28th, I'm gonna put the nails in the coffin.
Soon, their date with destiny will arrive, when on July 28th, the Octagon touches down in Calgary for a thrilling UFC fight night, live on Fox.